This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Justice Department issued a report today on the effectiveness of the USA Patriot Act. It's part of an administration campaign to make sure that portions of the controversial anti-terror law don't expire next year. And the report comes just days after the House nearly passed a measure that would have scaled back the law. NPR's Larry Abramson joins us now. And Larry, this report was released by Attorney General John Ashcroft. What evidence does he have of how effective he feels this law has been?
Well, there's not much new evidence, actually. I'd say it's more new details in the service of an old argument, which is that the Patriot Act is absolutely essential, according to the administration, to the war on terror. Attorney General Ashcroft likened the act to the laser-guided missiles and predator drones used to pursue members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. He said that the government has charged 310 defendants with criminal offenses as a result of terrorism investigations, and 179 defendants have either been convicted or pleaded guilty. And he cites the Patriot Act as a key tool in going after these people. But then he brought up a lot of familiar cases of terror cells in Lackawanna, New York, and Northern Virginia, and Portland, Oregon, that we've heard about before, but reminded everybody that provisions of the act that allowed better sharing of intelligence and criminal investigations made those prosecutions possible. But he also brought up a lot of regular criminal cases, for example, a 13-year-old girl in Pennsylvania was being held captive in Virginia by a man she met online. There's a provision that allows internet service providers to disclose emergency information that allowed her to be freed. Child porn cases, a school bomb threat. Again, normal criminal cases that were helped by this particular provision. This is one of the 16 provisions that's going to expire next year. The government doesn't want that to happen, and that's why they're releasing laudatory reports like this one.
The Attorney General considers it a laser-guided missile. Civil liberties groups would say it's much more of a blunt instrument, I suppose.
That's right. They said that this was a complete mischaracterization of the act. They said that the Attorney General didn't even mention the controversial portions of the act, for example, that allow sneak-and-peek searches, searches without notice to the target, which they say is completely unconstitutional, didn't come up in this particular report. And then, of course, there's the famous Section 215, which allows access to business records, including from libraries and bookstores, to see what people have been reading. Efforts to amend that provision nearly succeeded in the House last week. The Republicans had to extend a vote in order to reduce defections, got a tie vote, which basically killed the measure. The Attorney General said last year he'd never used that library provision, but he hasn't updated that assessment, so we don't know whether he has, in fact, used it. The government also praised parts of the act that dismantled the wall between criminal and intelligence investigations, but civil liberties groups say that wall was the result of a misunderstanding of basically bad management by the Department of Justice, and we didn't need the Patriot Act to bring it down.
Can you tell what the future looks like for the Patriot Act?
It's going to be really tough to have the kinds of measured hearings that critics of the act want to have because the voices on both sides have become so shrill. The Attorney General is really unwilling to discuss any modifications to the act, and civil liberties groups, I think, feel like they have to scream as loudly as they can about potential abuses in order to make their point and draw attention to the act.
And briefly, Larry, how is this being used in the presidential campaign?
President Bush brings it up all the time as a bulwark of the war against terror, and he points to John Kerry and says that he's confused again about this particular act. Kerry voted for the Patriot Act and now says he wants minor modifications, but general, he wants to support that because he doesn't want to tie the hands of law enforcement, of course, in the middle of the war on terror.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.